The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, great. So I want to welcome you again, heartfully, warmly, to Happy Hour on the eve of the U.S. elections, which seem to have many, not just in the U.S., but around the world, concerned about many things, about the environment, about the state of many beings, not just in the U.S., but around the world for the years to come. So with all of that, the theme that I wanted to offer for tonight's meditation and our practice together is the theme of equanimity. Don't we need it this week? Well, equanimity is always a wonderful practice. It's actually thought to be the crown jewel of Buddhist practice. And there's so many different ways equanimity could be seen and practiced with. It's part of many different lists. It's part of the seven factors of awakening. It has the honorable position of being the last. It's one of the, so besides being an awakening factor, it's also shows up on the stages of insight. It also shows up as a state towards awakening, equanimity towards all that arises and passes away. It also shows up on the list of the four Brahmaviharas, the four heavenly abodes, the four practices, metta being the first one, which is the one we primarily invite the practice during happy hour, metta being the first one, goodwill, friendliness, kindness, compassion being the second, vicarious joy being the third, and equanimity, again, the culmination, the honorable position of being the last and holding them all, equanimity being the fourth practice of the Brahmavihara. So equanimity practice as a formal practice, as a part of Brahmaviharas, there's a particular way to engage with it. And I'll invite that tonight. And just to say, it's really important to consider that the practice of equanimity, it's not supposed to be aloofness. It's not supposed to be not caring. Many times people confuse, or they confuse it with what it's called its near enemy. The near enemy of this practice is something that masquerades as the practice. So the near enemy in this case is kind of aloofness or not caring. So it masquerades as equanimity, but it's not equanimity. It's an enemy, but it's kind of so near to it. We sometimes miss it and we think, oh yeah, it's the real thing, but it's not. So what does equanimity feel like? So again, we'll invite us to practice for ourselves, but a hint is that, hey, it's related to metta. It's related to loving kindness. It's related to warmth. It's related to compassion. It's related to vicarious joy. Ah, all of these have a warmth to them, right? Compassion has a sense of warmth and care. Metta, loving kindness, has a sense of warmth and care. It's not, oh, I don't care, whatever, may you be well, may you be happy, right? It's there's a warmth, there's a caring, there's a sense of presence. So equanimity, even though there is a sense of calm, there's that sense of peace, there's a sense of equipoise, of being with things just as they are, there is a sense of warmth. There's a sense of care. Because if one didn't care, one would check out and turn one's attention away completely. But there's a sense of care in holding presence. Holding presence and yet being unmoved. Being stable. There's a sense of stability, not being knocked over. The feeling of equanimity when it arises. So as always, we'll start the practice with settling in the body, settling with the breath, and then I'll have some invitations for us to invite this perspective, this wider perspective of bird's eye view, which is another translation of the word, by the way, upekkha. In Pali, upekkha, it's having a bird's eye view, having a bigger perspective on what's going on. And for example, I'll say one more thing before we get into our practice. Yes, so much going on right now in the world and all the, what might happen? We don't know. Nothing might happen. Something might happen. We don't know. And yet, if we have one perspective to evoke, is this bird's eye view of not just planet Earth and beyond, but historical time, historically, for all us human beings, events of significant magnitude for nations, countries, people having arisen and passed away, that we are part of this ocean of humanity holding witness. And this arc of humanity taking shape, each of us playing our part, serving, holding witness. And as Martin Luther King Jr. said, the arc of the moral universe is towards justice, and I add towards goodness and compassion. So we are a part of this waves of the ocean, and acknowledging the waves have come, many nations, many people has happened, will continue to happen. And can we hold witness with equanimity, with peace, to both support us, ourselves, and through our own equanimity and calm, can we offer support to others instead of being the one that screams and runs around? Can we be the one that offers a calming, peacing energy and quality to others as a way of support? So, with that, I'd like to invite us to get into our meditation posture. If you need to move, just sit up straighter, with more dignity in your body, or if you need to lie down, see what your body needs in this moment. To sit with ease. To land in this body. To land in this breath. To arrive, letting go of all thoughts, all preoccupations that came before, and taking a moment of refuge for yourself as an act of courage and service to yourself and to the world, to let go of the worries and fears and turn inward build a foundation of peace and equanimity. Turning your gaze inward. Inviting your body to relax. And then connecting with the breath in the abdomen. Each breath calming, soothing. Settling. And each out-breath, relaxing the body, relaxing the eyes, the forehead, relaxing the head. Whew. Relaxing the jaw. Letting yourself feel more sensations in the face as it becomes relaxed, as if a block of ice melting, the tension, tightness dripping. Inviting the neck and the shoulders to relax. To give their weight. Offer it to the earth. The chest. The heart softening. The heart center softening. The upper back, the lower back. Freeing up tightness. The abdomen. Softening with each breath, relaxing, receiving the breath gently, inviting your sit bones, your bottom, to land the cushion. As if your weight, the weight of your body, is this, your upper body, the sled, Feeling the heaviness landing. You don't have to hold anything up. Relaxing the legs, upper legs, knees, lower legs and feet. And to the next breath, also letting your hands feel heavy. Your arms, upper arms and lower arms, heavy. Entire body feeling heavy. Feeling the earth element in the body, heaviness. Kind of a delicious heaviness of landing and also feeling lightness, interestingly, at the same time. There's a sense of lightness, buoyancy to the mind and heart while the body feels heavy. If you like, you can experiment with the buoyancy, the lightness with the in-breath. And the heaviness and the landing with the out-breath. Landing more deeply. Letting each breath be soothing, nourishing. The body heavy and relaxed. The mind resting happily here, right here, right now with the breath and the body. Taking refuge, knowing that it's sweet to just be here. And if it runs away to a thought or a plan, come back, sweetie, come back. Let's take a moment of refuge, darling. Being kind to yourself, to your mind. The awareness, loving awareness, deliberately connecting, receiving each breath, connecting to the in-breath throughout the in-breath, connecting to the out-breath throughout the out-breath in the abdomen, calming, soothing. Now, I would like to invite you, if you wish, while feeling your body, feeling your breath in the abdomen, staying embodied. That's important throughout this practice. At any point, if you feel any anxiety or anything else arising, come back to the body, come back to the breath. That's number one. So feeling the body connected to the cushion, to the chair, connected to the earth through your feet, your legs. Feeling the breath moving through, calming, soothing, this moment just as it is, miraculous. It has never been this way and will never be in this body, will never be experienced in this consciousness that you are privileged, you're graced with. This knowing, appreciating, just sweet knowing of whatever is revealing itself to you in your body right now. Sweet knowing. It's like this right now. And if there are tightnesses or pains revealing themselves to you, those too, letting there be a sense of spaciousness to hold, to allow for this too, this tightness, this pain, this challenge in the body, this too. Don't need to be toppled over. Oh, there can be enough spaciousness in the heart, in the mind, this moment, So much more than you give yourself credit for. To include this too, this pain, challenge. Expansive, expansively breathing with it, breathing around it, including it. It doesn't have to be any other way, because guess what? It's like this right now. Given all the causes and conditions, so many causes and conditions set in motion a long time ago. It's like this. It has to be like this. If it could have been any other way, it would have been. So making space for this body, this breath, just as it is in this moment. Breathing, receiving. Not trying to make it different or go away. Or suppress. Expansively letting it be just as it is, whatever it is in the body, whatever is arising in your environment. Trusting there is enough spaciousness in your heart, in your mind, far beyond what you give yourself credit for. Sense of stability, expansiveness, just being with what is. The felt sense of experience right now. This body, sounds arising and passing, the heart as wide as the world and calm settled in the body, unmoved, unshaken. By the sensations, by the sounds in this moment. And feeling embodied, I'd like to invite you as if you were a bird, still feeling your body. Flying up, up, up. As if you were flying up, sitting on top of a mountain or in the clouds. And watching, not just planet Earth, and not just the universe, the stars, other galaxies, which we are a tiny portion of, tiny piece of. As if this little bird is both looking down at planet Earth and up at the skies, stars, Milky Way, other galaxies, with awe and wonder of the expansiveness, so expansive. The heart of this little birdie that's you, feeling expanded, the expansion of the mystery. The mystery that is this existence. That is this universe, the stars, that is this body, this consciousness, this existence. And now not just only looking at the earth and the skies and the body, but also as if you were looking through time, as if you were looking through time, backwards in time, forwards in time, not just this moment. And also as if you had a special vision. You could also see all the threads of conditionality, all the causes and conditions, this leading to that, that leading to this, all these humans, all these beings, animals, things that happen in the earth, waves. Before you were born, things that happened a long time ago that have led to this moment in time. All the interbeing, humans, animals, planet Earth, the universe, the things that we cannot see. In Buddhism, the seen and the unseen. And breathing, feeling this magnificent body, breathing, this miracle. That is the body breathing. And sensing all this amazing, amazing universe. The sense of awe. And perspective that is wider, wider, expansive, infinite, almost. And if you wish, you can just be silent, or if you wish, you can silently recite to yourself an equanimity practice phrase. May I be at peace with comings and goings. the risings and passings away of things. Breathing, letting your heart be expansive, spacious. May there be peace. May I have peace with the comings and goings. Just breathing. May I have peace. May there be spacious and equanimity in my heart and mind. With the unfolding of this miraculous universe's events. With stability and spaciousness to be of support to myself, to others, and the whole world. May I have peace with all the beginnings and endings, the unfolding of life, internally and externally. Thank you all for your practice. So, if you like to share reflections in chat, what's coming up for you, you're welcome to. If you want to raise your blue hand, I can unmute you if you want to share verbal reflections of what's coming up. And I'll share what's coming up for me is more sense of stability and spaciousness than there was before we sat, a sense of gladness and joy and presence. So any reflections are welcome. Bill offers, thank you for mentioning physical pain, dealing with a bit of that right now. Thank you for sharing that. Bill, I think it's important to start internally before we go externally. Yeah, thank you. Jerry, yes, please. I see your blue hand.
It was very helpful about the comings and goings of humans on the planet and, of course, geopolitical events. that are happening. So it was helpful to sort of put one in that place of that we're on the planet now, and there'll be others if we survive as a species later. But it's sort of just sitting in that moment, it stopped the busyness in my mind about what do I need to do next.
Great. Yeah. Thank you, Jerry. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah. Appreciate that. And to know that that's always available. That's a shift in perspective that's available to you always. Of course, this guided meditation is available too, just in case it'll be on Audio Dharma and on YouTube, but also this shift in perspective is always available. Thank you. And Forrest offers the imagery of the stars brought up a sense of beauty. Great. And often with a sense of beauty and awe and grace, we can also have the sense of expansiveness, of seeing our place, instead of being, in our own heads overwhelmed. So yes, stars. Again, that image is always available to you. Just close your eyes and imagine stars. Lovely. Yeah, and Kim offers an image of heart as wide as the world. Lovely. Ah, thank you, Kim. Yeah, it's a nice sense to sit with, this expansiveness of the heart, expansiveness. There's so much space. We don't often give ourselves the amazing divine beings that we are. We don't really know ourselves. We don't give ourselves enough credit for what we are capable of in our ability to expand our hearts. So, dear ones, let us turn to practice. And I think practice this evening or this morning in small groups is particularly special, so please don't jump off. Let me explain what we're going to do tonight in this moment. So the invitation today, as we sit with the image of the stars, each star or each bird that you are, with other stars in the universe sitting, to invite each of us, as we're sharing in the small groups, to share one thing you are doing right now to take care of yourself. What are you doing to take care of yourself, your own heart, your own mind, your own body? Because the act of actually taking care of ourselves for stability and calm, spaciousness, is a radical act of service, not just to ourselves, but to the world. It's not selfish at all. So what are you doing to support yourself? So each person will say one idea, one offering, will offer one thing. And then you'll learn, you'll be inspired, and then you'll go around and round. Maybe something someone said and will inspire you to say something else. So you'll go around. It's the spiral format. So each person will offer a short nugget, just one idea, one short nugget, not a long monologue. Just one short nugget. The next person, and then again, the next. So you keep going round and round till we have time. So I trust this will be inspiring, and I'll share something. One thing that I did, I just came, as you knew, I was sitting a retreat that ended yesterday. I just came out of an online 7-day retreat, which was lovely, to not listen to the news for 7 days and meditate. And I'm reminded to tell you, let you know that Diana and I are teaching a metta retreat starting Thursday afternoon, so all day Friday, all day Saturday, ending on Sunday. So if you like some support to meditate with metta and equanimity is what we'll be offering, away from the craziness of the news, please sign up. Information is on insightretreatcenter.org, insightretreatcenter.org. It says the retreat is full, but get on the wait list and you'll be admitted as an auditor. So, which is very similar to a full retreat, and I won't go into the details. But if you want to practice with practitioners, this weekend. Have support, please. Maybe that will be one thing you can avail yourself of to take care of yourself. All right, so I'm going to create the rooms. And I hope you stay and share your wisdom. Share what you're doing with others. And if for whatever reason you can stay, it's perfectly understandable. It's perfectly all right. Okay, here are the rooms opened. Okay, fantastic. Great. So welcome back, everyone. And would love to hear your reflections, especially if you haven't. And actually, before that, I'm going to put the information about the retreat I mentioned, the Metta and Equanimity retreat. That's happening November 5th through 8th, right after the election. So information is there, and happy to answer any questions. So love to hear some reflections. We've got a couple of minutes. You can either type them in chat or raise your blue hand. Especially if you haven't spoken before, please don't be shy. I would love to hear your reflections. Either about practicing in community or about the first part, the meditation, the first part. Neil, please.
I think it was very nice to talk about cheery things for a while. So, I want to thank the people who are in my room and, thank you for giving us such a good assignment.
Great. I'm delighted to hear that's what arose, a sense of uplifting, talking about uplifting things and for yourself and appreciating them from others. And I see, others are nodding. Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Neil. Gita offers, we had two runners and one cross-country skier in the group. Physical exercise appears to be a positive influence on some people's lives right now. Oh, that's fantastic. I love hearing that. That's great. Beautiful. And Jesse, yes, please.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I shared in the group that what I've noticed that I've been coming here a couple of months, and what I've noticed is that difficult situations, whether they're worldwide or for myself, they're showing up more and more for me as opportunities to practice equanimity. And that just, I just feel really good about that. It feels really wholesome. And I'm also I offer to share with my small group a chanting resource, because that talked about on Friday, the chant for universal well-being, which has been really transformative in my own practice. But I love this idea of freedom from hostility under all conditions and taking refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha. Thank you.
Thank you. Lovely, Jesse. Thank you so much for sharing that. I especially loved as you started to speak about how there's a sense of transformation, that challenges in life seem, they're not just challenges, now they're opportunities. They feel naturally like opportunities to practice equanimity and the sense of taking refuge. So thank you for that. Lovely. Kim offers, I had difficulty talking about uplifting things, but know it all belongs. Practicing equanimity is key. Yes. It's all good. We need to hold both the challenge and the beauty and the grace, not just topple over. And yes, it can be difficult, Kim. And thank you for sharing that. Beautiful. And Jesse suggests, wow, this is such a great and supportive way to spend an hour in the evening. That's great. I love it. Yes, wow. I agree. And the other Jesse, you have two Jessies. I love it. Now sharing the chanting resources of universal well-being. chanting uses for universal well-being in the chat, and Bill offers much better than watching CNN. I agree. In fact, as a way of supporting myself, I didn't listen to the news for a whole week, and now I'm just limiting myself to once a day. I check in the news and no more. That's right now. Anyway, our time, dear ones, has come to an end together. So thank you all for your practice, for showing up for yourselves, for each other, for those whose lives you touch directly and indirectly. May all beings everywhere be happy, be free, and their hearts be as spacious as the world. Thank you all. And I'll stay a minute if anybody has any questions about the upcoming retreat, if you wanted to ask any questions. And otherwise, you can unmute yourself and say goodbye before you sign off if you want to.
Bye, Nikki.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Nikki.
Folks, see you tomorrow. Enjoy life.
Bye.
Thank you, Vicky.
Stay well.
Good night.
Be well.
Thanks, Claire.
Be safe.
Thank you, Nikki.
Bye.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.